Well, the caves have been forming in this area literally for millions of years. You have to have certain types of conditions for caves to form. And caves aren't just unique to this area. They're caves in about 20% of the United States. You have to have a type of rock that is soluble in acidic groundwater. Groundwater picks up acids from the atmosphere, from the decaying plant material. If you have, for instance, a granite bedrock like they do up in parts of Michigan, you're not going to get caves forming. The rock is just, it's crystalline, it's tightly compacted, it's the crystals in the rock are so tightly held together that you're just not going to get caves forming. And limestone, it's a very soft material that's laid down on the bottom of a shallow ocean, made up of the hard parts of sea animals. And limestone is very easily dissolved to create caves. So the one thing we have in Kentucky is we have a lot of just very flat, soft limestone. Then you need water. So you have to have a lot of rain. We get plenty of rain in Kentucky. You know, the saying here is if you don't like the weather, stick around, it'll change. For you to have big caves, you need to have some continuity of that drainage and the limestone. And we have, like I said, the limestone here is slightly tilted, but it's continuous over long areas. So once water starts to take advantage of a weakness in the rock, maybe you had an earthquake and there's a slight crack in the rock, and it's a place where water can begin to move in and start dissolving and opening up passage. It can go for long distances. There are lots of caves, for instance, in the Appalachian mountain regions of Virginia and up through Pennsylvania, but the caves tend to be smaller because those rocks have been broken up and uplifted, and they're not continuous. So here in this region, we just happen to have all the conditions that are necessary to have really, really long caves forming.